Well, tell me about the works you've got on display. I know there are some unique features about them, and they're not just your run-of-the-mill average, not to say average, but they're not maybe the typical photographs you might see in a museum.
Exactly. The biggest change, of course, is that they are black and white photographs, but they are printed on aluminum. It's a technique that I've been working with a company here, Triangle Reprographics, for many years to bring it to a point where it has these special qualities. And of course, there is a luminous quality to the fact that it's printed on aluminum. It's brushed aluminum, so I mean, it's not like shiny aluminum, but nevertheless, the pieces, as I said, they're black and white photography, printed on aluminum, and it gives it a quality that one person said is enhanced dimensionality, and I like that.
Well, describe for me these photographs. How big are they?
They range in size. Some of them are really huge. You have to remember that we are now printing for a huge museum. I mean, the main room, which I'm honored to be represented in several places in the museum, and I will have at least one piece in the main room of the museum. Now, that's two stories tall. I mean, the room itself. And so the piece that's currently scheduled to be in that room is going to be 8 feet tall.
Wow, that's pretty big.
Yeah, it is, especially when you're printing.
Now, does this technique of printing on aluminum, is it some way similar to when photographs were first being, the technique of photography was first being developed? You had daguerreotypes and things like that. Is it a throwback to that era of photography?
It really, in some sense, does. People have said when they see smaller versions of the pictures. Now, I mean, the bulk of the pictures that are going to be in the museum, because that's another whole thing. I mean, they took it from a traditional museum count, which is 40 to 45 pieces, and I'm going to be showing 95 pieces at the museum. So that's another whole thing. But a lot of those pieces will be sort of the 8x10, 9x11 size, which is more traditional, but hung in a very interesting way that they're going to do this whole line of what are called portraits. And for that, what I did was I just went ahead and photographed a lot of heads, because remember, a lot of the statues that you see often don't have heads, and the reason for that is that in ancient times, collectors would come along and take the head because that's all they could carry. And, I mean, that's actually history. And so what we have today is, in some cases, we actually are able to put together this stolen head from, centuries ago with a body. But a lot of them are simply heads. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I did a whole series of what I call portraits. And so that's going to be done in this very interesting configuration in the museum.
So these are portraits, photographs of Greek statues, the Greek gods, sort of elements of Greek mythology, and you've also got photographs of buildings, that architecture that
right.
You see sort of strewn around Greece if you take a tour there now.
Yes, indeed. But all over Greece. I mean, that's another whole thing, because having taught there for many years, I've also had the opportunity to see places in Greece that tourists don't go to certain places. For example, I find Sparta very interesting, although it really has none of the splendid ruins, say, for example, that Athens has.